Welcome to A Brief Contact with Prensa Latina Radio to learn more about the inhumane 60-year-old U.S. blockade against the Caribbean island. But Cuba is not alone. Cuba recently denounced at the UN Human Rights Council the impunity of the terrorist acts promoted by the United States against the island and demanded the end of this practice. In the continuation of debates of the 49th session of the Human Rights Council, the Cuban diplomat Mircea Julia Brossar repudiated the fact that individuals and groups based in the southern state of Florida used digital platforms and social networks to call for violence and terrorism to attack Cuba. Brossar ratified Cuba's commitment to fighting terrorism and recalled the historical position of rejection and condemnation of all terrorist acts, methods, and practices in all their forms and manifestations. Cuba has never allowed and will never allow its territory to be used for the organization of such actions, she stressed. The member of the Secretariat of the Central Committee of the Communist Party of Cuba, Rogelio Polanco, affirmed that Cuba is a testing ground for an information war. During the act on the day of the Cuban press, attended by President Miguel Díaz-Canel, the also head of the ideological department pointed out that in recent months a digital war has been waged against the revolution that seeks to break the will and intoxicate with discouragement, but we are imposed to develop creative resistance. If we have a positive experience from these months of digital battle orchestrated from the United States, it is that we have managed to be more visible on social networks, he added. Polanco stressed that Cuban journalists are guerrillas of the digital war, which takes place in an asymmetrical scenario, so they have to appropriate the instruments of the so-called Fourth Industrial Revolution. Cuba maintains the goal of receiving 2.5 million tourists, according to the minister of that portfolio, Juan Carlos Garcia, during the balance of the annual work of the Union of Workers in the sector. The Caribbean nation welcomed just over 500,000 international visitors last year, a figure that it hoped to exceed in the current period and for which the month of January offered an encouraging start with 134,661 travelers. However, the new restrictions on flights by the United States, particularly those from Russia, which in 2021 became the main issuing market to the largest of the NTE, make aspirations difficult. Despite this, the head of tourism affirmed that they persist in the projections and draw strategies for the reactivation of European markets, in addition to promoting the arrival of travelers from Latin America and the Caribbean, according to a report by the Cuban Agency of News. The Japanese government has ordered to send a medical donation to the Cuban Public Health Ministry to fight off COVID-19. The donation includes 30 mobile X-rays, 44 ultrasounds, and 1,000 vacuum cleaners, medical equipment that will have a positive impact on Cuba's health services. José Ángel Portal, Minister of Public Health, thanked the Japanese government for the donation and pointed out that it is a sign of brotherhood and a path of solid diplomatic relations. The minister recognized the importance of the medical equipment and spare parts sent to 34 hospitals in strengthening anatomic pathology, imaging, and endoscopy. Hirata Kenji, Japanese ambassador to Cuba, said these medical supplies are one more example of his country's solidarity with the Cuban people and recalled that his country donated in 2018 equipment for digitalizing the imaging system to Cuba's major hospitals worth approximately $10 million. Influencers and communicators from Latin America expressed their commitment and solidarity with Cuba in the face of the failed attacks lies and attempts to surround it, according to the declaration of the Patria International Colloquium, which ended in Havana. The text signed by the 18 speakers from Argentina, Mexico, Venezuela, the United States, Spain, Chile, Brazil, and Lebanon recognizes the need for the colloquium, whose concretion shows once again that Cuba is not alone. It advances. It debates. It is in the House of the Americas, House of the Continent, common and necessary horizon. The island remains firm in the face of the policy of economic suffocation and media siege directed by the U.S. government, warns the document signed by the international participants in the contest organized by the Union of Journalists of Cuba and the Latin American Summary Magazine. And this is all for today. Thank you for listening. I'm Hilda Hill from Prensa Latina Radio, looking forward to meeting again next Monday.